Leadership expert John Maxwell once said, teamwork makes the dream work. And while divorce is never easy, couples who join forces during the collaborative process often find a healthier, less stressful path forward. By focusing on shared goals instead of courtroom battles, couples can save time, reduce legal costs, and avoid unwanted stress. According to the latest research, roughly 50,000 couples across the U.S. and Canada have chosen collaborative divorce. And the International Academy of Collaborative Professionals reports approximately 85 to 90% of couples who begin the process reach a full agreement without going to court. And our next guest has seen that success firsthand. Joining us is Andrea Friedman, a partner at the New York law firm Friedman & Friedman. Along with her extensive experience in both litigation and collaborative law, Andrea has been recognized as one of New York Magazine's women leaders in the law department and by Marquis Who's Who. Andrea, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
We are so excited to have you. So we're talking collaborative divorce. So who's an ideal candidate for a collaborative divorce?
So let's go back and let me tell you what collaborative divorce is, because the majority of people out there are candidates for it. Collaborative is a voluntary process where you and your spouse both agree to resolve your conflicts through a voluntary process where you use an interest-based approach. So that means that we're not just talking law, we're not just talking what would a judge do, we're talking about what's best for your family. And the majority of cases that go through a court system are going to settle anyway. So most people are just not educated about this even being an option for them. And so if you're even considering getting a divorce, you should be having a conversation about what are the processes that I want to think about using. And you should explore collaborative as one of those processes because it's very likely a good fit for you.
Now, you just described collaborative divorce as a client-driven process. What exactly does that mean?
So in a collaborative model, both people will have an attorney, and that attorney is typically trained in collaborative law. And part of what we're trained to do is look at what people's interests are in the resolution of a divorce, whether that relates to their relationship with their children, whether that relates to finances. We don't get bogged down necessarily with the legal labels. We'll deal with that later. What we're talking about is when you think about a divorce and you think about the future of your family, what does it look like and what are your goals? And we're really trying to get, as I call it, under the hood of what is driving your concerns, your worries, your motivations, as opposed to, well, I just need this and I can't give that. Because that's where you get more positional arguments and you can't make progress. But when people start to actually talk about what's important to them and they get under the hood, you can really make progress. And so when I say it's a client-driven process, it's because it comes from you. I'm not going to tell you as the lawyer what you have to do. You and I are going to explore with your spouse and their lawyer and professional and other professionals on the team. What are different options that could meet these goals? And as we explore them, we start to see agreement.
Can you explain the concept of disassociation during divorce and how it could affect or maybe impact the collaborative process?
Great question. So disassociation is not a real term in the clinical sense. It's something that after many years of experience just being a matrimonial lawyer, I've sort of observed. But essentially what it talks about is a process that people go through when they're getting a divorce and they're leaving an intimate relationship. So think about it like this. You've been married for a long time. You probably dated that person beforehand. And for many people, so much of their identity and what they know about themselves is wrapped up in their spouse. And their belief systems are based upon things that they've heard their spouse say or know or do. And what people sometimes lose sight of is that just because your spouse says it doesn't mean it's true. So what happens is people come into a divorce with all the fears, worries, concerns that they've heard from their spouse of what the spouse may do or what the spouse says will happen. But that doesn't mean it's true. And so what I actively try to work on with clients, and sometimes they do this also through therapy, is what I call this disassociation of not necessarily just assuming that because their spouse says it means it's true. And while someone can sit here and logically nod their head yes to me and acknowledge that what I'm saying makes sense, the actual process of that learned behavior, unlearning it, takes time. So I refer to it as this disassociation because you watch clients go through a process where they came in and they thought about things one way or they felt about something one way, and a lot of that was driven by the fact that they know and trusted and loved that spouse for such a long time. And as they untangle themselves from that dynamic in the relationship, they start to have new perspective on how to approach different concepts. So that's what disassociation is. So how does that impact the collaborative process? Part of what we do in a collaborative process is we look at people's interests. So when we build out a team, we don't just necessarily have lawyers. Sometimes we bring in what's called a family specialist. And a family specialist is someone with a clinical background. So they are helping this family and the lawyers from a clinical standpoint help work through the different issues that are coming up that need to be resolved that can ultimately help everyone reach a final agreement. So it's very possible that during a collaborative case, you can have one or both spouses who entered with one feeling about either how money should work or how you should invest your money or this is exactly how you should raise your kids. And what you'll start to see is them unpack their belief system that was maybe built upon the relationship they experienced during the marriage versus their viewpoint now as they untangle themselves from the marriage and they start to figure out their new path forward. So the family specialist sometimes can be very helpful in the collaborative process as that emotional journey is happening.
If someone wants to and pursue a collaborative divorce, do you need to meet the other party before officially being retained by the person who wants to hire you?
No, and in fact, I wouldn't, because from an ethics standpoint, I don't want to have an issue where someone felt that I was giving them legal advice. So normally what would happen is someone comes into my office for a consultation, and they don't know anything about getting a divorce, which is totally fine. It's a good first step. And I will have a conversation with them about process, and I will explain that collaborative is one of the ways that they could approach it. And we'll have a conversation about how could they discuss that with their spouse? What are ways that they could introduce the concept to their spouse and their comfort level with doing so? And that's part of the process to figure out that this is the right process for you. I think that the majority of consults I do, people are very interested in this process. Now, that doesn't mean always the other person is or is not interested right away. There's so many different things that could be going on for people at home, right? Sometimes someone is not ready to get a divorce. So there's a process that happens even with that. But normally speaking, if it's a collaborative model, you're going to meet with one person and then they're going to hire another a collaborative attorney, and then the two attorneys immediately connect and we get the process going from there.
Now, something we've talked about on past episodes, it's not uncommon for people to switch lawyers multiple times during a divorce. In your experience, does that happen often with the collaborative model?
Not as often, I would say. I don't want to say it would never happen, but I think a collaborative attorney is trained at handling conflict from all perspectives. And so to the extent that someone is changing lawyers, predominantly it would have been because there was a conflict. And so the lawyer is working through that conflict with their client. And again, if there's a professional team in place, whether it's a family specialist or a financial neutral, those professionals can also be helpful in providing support for the family. So while I don't want to say it would never happen, I would say it would be much more uncommon.
How should somebody prepare for a collaborative divorce? And are both spouses and their attorneys present at every meeting to keep the information fluid and flowing so you guys can find a resolution?
Yeah, that's a great question. So let me break it down. How should you prepare? You know, again, I think you need to find an attorney that you're comfortable with. This is a very intimate working relationship that you're building. And so you want to be comfortable with the person. As far as otherwise preparing, it's just being responsive to your attorney to provide them the information as they're going to need it. Obviously, you're going to have to organize your financial information. But if you're the spouse who never really handled the finances, that's okay, because through the process, we're going to get the information anyway. So I don't want someone out there who's saying, well, I don't have that, to be worried, because we're going to figure that out as part of the process to make sure everybody has all the information that everyone needs. And then, you know, we would have a meeting typically to start with everyone involved. Now, during the process, not everyone is present for everything because it depends upon what we're working on. So in a full professional team where you have a family specialist and a financial neutral, it is very common that the family specialist could meet with the parties without the lawyers and then report back to the attorneys. It's very possible the financial neutral could work with either or both of the parties to gather the financial information and or work with them on different scenarios and then come back. It's very possible the lawyers could meet with just the financial person and the parties or the family specialist because dependent upon what issues are going on, there's no intersection for that meeting. We try to be very structured with agendas and a plan so that the people who are going through this process don't feel stuck. But not everyone has to always be present. And, you know, of course, you're going to have private conversations with your attorney, and your spouse is going to have private conversations with their attorney. You don't relinquish that attorney-client relationship and that confidentiality. You're just using a different model than the court system to move you through to an agreement.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. In a collaborative divorce, are you allowed to speak privately with your client? Because the whole idea is for everybody to work together.
Absolutely. The attorney-client relationship is there, and it's very important. And in fact, so let me go back. When you think about the different models to get divorced or the different processes, the traditional ones that you've heard of besides litigation would have been mediation. So a lot of your listeners may be saying, well, what's different about this versus mediation? And one of the main things that comes up in the meetings when I meet with potential clients is I don't feel comfortable advocating for myself. And that's what a mediation requires you to do. You have to sit in a room and advocate. And so in a collaborative model with your lawyer there, you can have a little bit more comfort that the lawyer is there to help advocate for you during that process and you're not totally alone trying to do it by yourself.
No, that's good to know. And let me ask you this. Is it possible that sometimes the collaborative model can fall apart? And if it does, what is a person supposed to do?
Great question and an important question. So as part of the collaborative process, we sign a participation at the beginning of it that everyone involved is invested in reaching an agreement with protocols in that collaborative model. If it did break down, then the two people who have been in that process do have to get new attorneys if the case is going to court. Thankfully, I've never had a case breakdown, and what I would tell you is statistically is that 90 to 95% of the cases in the court system are going to settle anyway. So the chances of it breaking down are probably very slim, but you have to be aware it's a possibility. The good news is that you and your spouse are both in the same position. You both need to go get new attorneys. It's part of the investment into the process to remain committed to try to reach an agreement that works for everyone involved.
Yeah, and by not having to hire brand new attorneys, you save a heck of a lot of money and you get to move on a lot more quickly. Andrea, for people who want to get in touch with you and team, how do they do that?
Thanks so much for having me. You can find us at Friedman & Friedman online, and our number is 914-686-8258, and I really appreciate your time having me today.
Andrea Friedman, partner at the New York law firm of Friedman & Friedman, thank you so much for joining us. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back after this commercial break.
Going through a divorce, you don't have to face it alone. Andrea Friedman is a divorce attorney who understands that divorce is more than just paperwork. It's your life, your family, your future. Andrea helps clients navigate divorce with clarity, compassion, and strategy. From child custody to property division, Andrea Friedman will fight for your rights and work to protect what matters most to you. She knows every case is personal, and every client deserves a lawyer who listens, explains options clearly, and guides you every step of the way. She helps you make informed decisions without stress and confusion. Don't wait. Call Andrea Friedman today at 914-686-8258 for a consultation and take the first step towards a new chapter in your life. Because even in divorce, you deserve support, respect, and especially results. That's 914-686-8258. Andrea Friedman, your advocate for a fair and confident tomorrow. 914-686-8258. That's 914-686-8258.